So again, so there are three prohibitions. There's Hatmana, and there's Shehiya, and there's Hacha.
You lost him again. Mordechai, if he's still there, it's a very poor signal. Rebbe, we don't see you, and you are muted.
And now, can people see me? Can people hear me? It's okay?
It's okay.
So again, so Hatman is also Beim Bechol, Beim Shabbos, but on Shabbos it's Mocham and then Bechol. The Yisur of Hatman is if the food is still in the Klevish in which it was cooked, and I wrap it around with towels and sheets to maintain the heat. It's not going to maintain heat forever, it'll just maintain it for longer than otherwise. Like this, it would have cooled down, completely cooled down to room temperature in a half an hour, and like this, it'll take an hour till it cools down. So the Balabasta, before she benches lift on Erev Shabbos, she turns off the fire. She doesn't want the kitchen to be hot. So she turns off the fire on, and she wraps a pot of this soup with towels and sheets that are clinging to the pot of soup. It's touching the pot of soup. So that should have been an Issa Hatmana, but it's not, because it's not a Daba Amoist level. Bechol, it's only Osir to do Hatmana before Shabbos enters. Only Osir is Daba Hatim food hotter and hotter and hotter. It means that the Daba Hamatmin is a source of heat, so it'll take longer for the soup in the pot to cool down. But the soup in the pot is not going to get hotter and hotter. It's going to cool down. It'll take longer to cool down because the Daba Hamatmin is the Moist of a little bit of level. Once she's Mekabel Shabbos, let's say, once she's on Shabbos, then it's already Shabbos. Then it's also to do Hatman, even though the Hamam in Hevel. Let's say she already bench licht. Bein Hashmashes, the Mishnah says, it says you're permitted to do Hatman. It means you're not allowed to do Hatman if the Hamas in Hevel. That's also even on Erev Shabbos before Bein Hashmashes. That's certainly also Bein Hashmashes, but it means the added chumrah that you have on Shabbos. On Bein Hashmashes, that kind of hatmana would be mutter. But if the woman already benched it, she was mekabel to set the Shabbos, or it's already Shabbos Tzeisach Chachavim, so it's already Shabbos B'Toras Vaday, either she was mekabel or Tzeisach Chachavim, then you're not even allowed to do hatmana medover hamam in heaven. Yeah. Now, what's the issur for what's the reason for hatmana? So the Gemara says, Hatmana is a gzera de Rabbanan, Shem yet from Paramets, Vishem yechat the Hey, now the Balabasta is just wrapping the soup pot with towels and with sheets. Or wrapping, or let's say, and it's not piping hot. And if you have this plastic wrapper that they have that says Lukovish on the outside, the plastic wrapping around the samovar is not most available, but the mechabek also on the bottom of the samovar you have the element, and you're doing the hatman around the whole wrapping around the whole samovar. That's considered hatman of the double most available, and that's shocked. That's also even b'chol. The Chachamim prohibited that. Shema, next week, maybe she'll put a pot of burning hot soup and a whole bunch of burning hot coals. And then Shema Yatman Baremetz, Remetz, Reish Mem Tzadik is burning hot coals. The Shema Yatabiguch, maybe the pot will be in the middle of all the coals. coals on the bottom and on the side a little bit. Maybe someone will poke around in the coals, and when you poke there, of mechaba nisra mavir. Why mechaba mavir? If the coals are going to be burning hot either way, but if the coals are black and then you poke around and you cause black coals to turn orange, to turn red, that's called havara. And if some of the coals were red before makob, by poking around in the coals, you mechat the bigacholim. Even though it's burning hot, if you touch it, you burn your finger. Your skin will burn off still. But it's not called it's not called eish, unless it's red. Unless it's red. So that's the iser of hatmane. Is a gzera de rabban and shema mitzshema de cholim, and a malim is a brisa in maseches krisis that your oiran mechab umavi. There was machloek in satanayim where the havor lalav yatzis havor lachal. There an isa koris and all of them, an isa koris and an isa misa and all. So there was one tana who had the opinion, we don't pass him like that time. One time was of the opinion that why is it singled out? To tell you that one tana holds it is different from all the other 38 malachas. 38 malachas yichayv koreis b'meizid and chatas b'shoigeng and yichayv misa b'meizid b'astro and havor, there's no koreis and there's no, so we don't pass him like that. We pass him havor was singled out to teach you the only by one of the 39 malachas, he's already chayv chatas, already chayv koras, already chayv mitzvah. You don't have to violate 39. And if you violated a few malachas, it's chayv chatas. So that's called havara lechalak. That's what he passed. Havara. So a person is chayv shtayim. If he did a b'shogeg, it's chayv shtayim, chayv tu chatos, position. That's the Gemara Krisin said. One would have adapted the position of that.
David, we just got disconnected again.
And I was just on the phone with the Rebbetzin. Okay, I'm going to call her back and let me get back on the phone with her.
So he's back.
Okay.
You should shut off the camera. Rav should shut off the camera.
I should shut off the camera?
Yeah, because that uses up bandwidth.
How will that help? So how do I do that?
You have low bandwidth. I've had this problem with my own computer. It uses extra on the computer. So if you have problems with with your bandwidth, just listen to you. It'll be easier.
So what should I do to myself?
Okay, so
go back to the lower left corner again. The lower left corner, you can start video. So now click on the start video. It should make a line and you'll go. No more video.
I don't know which one is start video.
No, stop, your, stop.
You see mute on the bottom, lower left?
No, it doesn't. By me, it doesn't say mute.
Say mute.
No, it's not going to say mute because you're not muted.
Well, it could be mute.
Oh, yeah, Will. It's a little microphone with a mute, yes.
Right. It looks like a video camera. It's like a little camera.
Okay. Now it's okay? That looked like a camera. Maybe this one. This one is a video camera.
No, it's good. Now we got a full picture. Now we got a full picture. That was good. I mean, it was good.
Right, but the only problem is it might be low bandwidth. Unless maybe we got on better bandwidth again. Okay, let's try it again. Then we'll see if it's very choppy.
Okay.
Do it again.
Now he stopped. Now he can't hear him.
Right. He's muted. He's muted. Rub is muted right now.
Rabbi, you have to unmute yourself.
There should be something that looks like a microphone, and you click on that, so that it doesn't have a line on it.
Somebody has to give him a short course on how to use this.
Now, Rebbe, we don't hear you. You have to unmute yourself. We still don't hear.
Okay.
Now we hear you. We hear you.
Okay. So again, so there's a Nisa Hatmana Hatmana Zegzeira Midrabban. Shema Yatman Baremetz, Shema Yechate Bigacholim. And if one is Mechate Bigacholim, then Yechayv Shtechatois, one for Mechaba, one for Mavir. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes like this. On Yontif, let's say a person has an electric stove. He doesn't have a gas range, but you have a fire, has an electric stove. So if you have the coil is on low, it's going to be, the coil will be black, but it'll be hot enough to cook a lot of different things. If you make it higher, then it turns orange. If you make it even higher, then it turns even more orange. So Ramosha says, if the coil is on Yontif, we allow Minatora, it doesn't make a difference whether you strike a match and you boil it esh mechadosh, or you already have a fire burning and you throw in fuel into the fire. In either case, that's an Isar of Havara. Whether you create the fire by striking a match, or the fire is ready, then you throw in fuel. With the Rabbanan, they distinguish on Yontif that Moilad Esh Mechadosh is awesome with the Rabbanan, but if the fire is on, then you're allowed to make the gas higher. We're allowed to, let's say in the furnace, the fire is on, and you want to keep warm, and it's not warm enough, so you're allowed to throw in more logs, to throw in more paper, to throw in more fuel, to cook the food or to keep yourself warm. But to be Maladesh Mechadosh, we assume is an Issa Derabban. The Taz writes in Hilchas Yontif as a Chiddush that has not been accepted. He thinks that Maladesh Mechadosh is an Issa Deraisa. But we don't accept that. We assume that to turn on the lights, Maladesh Mechadosh is only an Issa Derabban. So let's say if a person forgot to set the lights for Yontif and he's sitting in the dark on Yontif and he wants to eat his meal and he can't see the food. So that's the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. Well, the Tzarech HaYom Ktsasa, you would be permitted to ask a Nochri to turn on the electric lights. Because that's called the Shvus, the Shvus B'Maka Mitzvah. Because Ben HaTorah, Moilad Esh Mechadosh is also Muta the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. It's only Moilad Esh Mechadosh and Issa D'Rabbanan. So if you have an Issa D'Rabbanan, then you ask Amir the Nochri to do an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's called the Shvus, the Shvus. So Shvus, the Shvus B'Maka Mitzvah is Muta. But on Shabbos, you don't have a heter echon nefesh. So it wouldn't be a shvus to shvus. To ask a guy to turn on the lights on Shabbos, that would be an isa deraisa. That's what we assume. That was a big machlokes in the early 1900s. The Maharsham came up with a big chiddush that turning on lights on Shabbos is only a melacha derabbanan. Why is it only a melacha derabbanan? The Rambam quotes from Tosefta's, if the Iser Maloche of Bishol applies even to non-food. We spoke about that one person put out a sefer, and he has a lot of mistakes in the sefer. And Haloche says he was riding on the trains in New York, and he was a big Talmud Chacham in Europe, and the Shchorim hit him on the head, and he forgot a lot of his learning, so people should forgive him if he writes silly things in the sefer. So one of the incorrect things that he writes in the sefer is that, what are the poskim talk about bishol on tea bags? Tea bags are not edible. Tea leaves are not edible. So what are they talking about bishol? Nobody eats tea bags. So that's beferish in the Gemara and the Rambam, that bishol applies to, if you heat up tar, and at room temperature the tar is solid, then when you heat it, it becomes liquid and it can pour. So if you heat, the Rambam writes, if you heat non-food items, the Rambam wrote that there are three prohibitions of bishol. There's bishol on food, bishol on liquids, and bishol on non-food items. So bishol on food items, if you make it edible by cooking it, you cook it till the point of Michael Bender soy. If some people would eat it like that, I take a raw steak and I broil it a little bit, and some people would eat it rare done. So that's bishol. But if you have bishol achad bishol, the food is already royal achila, and then I just reheat it. I didn't make it more royal achila. So that, by definition, that's not bishul. Water from the tap, you can drink the way it is. So you can't say the definition of bishul by water is you heat the water till you can drink it. You can drink it without heating it. So the definition of Bishul by water and by all liquids is that you heat it till it reaches the point of Yatzaleres. Yatzaleres is a question, we discussed that, Yatzaleres is a question, what degree temperature is it? So in America, we're usually machma for 120 and up. And the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chose has a whole cheshbon why he's machma from 114 Fahrenheit and up. But in America, we're mekel on that. Until 120, we don't, for sure, it's not the Yatzaleres. And above 120, it's also a chumrah. Meikar Adin, it should be a lot more than 120. So, and then there's a third din of Bishul if you cook non-food items. So the Gemara says if you cook, heat up tar, or you heat up wooden pegs. So the Gemara gives an example, or you heat up metal, have metal, and I heat it till it melts. So the Gemara says if you heat a non-food item till it becomes softer, I heat a dover kosher till it becomes soft, then it's an iser of Bishul. The Rambam writes, we're not sure where the Rambam got it from, it's against the Gemara. The Rambam writes, you heated a dover kosher and you made it soft. That's what it says in the Gemara. You heated a dover rach and you made it hard. So that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, only if you heated a dover kosher and made it soft. And the Rambam says in either direction. Either you changed the item, the non-food item, either making it soft or making it harder. So the Rambam says, that's an iser of Bishul. Fine. So that's one Rambam. The Rambam says, if you eat metal till you melt it, that's an Israel of Bishul. Then the Rambam has it another place when he talks about the Dinam of Havara. So the Rambam says, if you heat metal till it glows, it turns red, it turns color. Instead of remaining, let's say, you heat coals. So if the coals are black, that's not Havara. If the coal that was black turns orange, then it's called Esh, then it's called Havara. So the Rav Chaim Moisov is of the opinion that if you turn on an electric bulb that has a filament, has a very, very thin wire, metal wire, and the electric flow of current goes through the filament, and because it's heated, it glows, that's a malacha deraisa of Havara. And this was in disagreement with the Maharsham. Maharsham is a major posek. At the early 1900s, he lived in Berzhan, which is a big city in Galicia. So the Masham had like this. He was of the opinion that how do you establish which are the lamatas of malachas, which are always which are told us? So the Gemara in the first half in Bava Kamma, that based on Manalev writes, how do you decide what's an av and what's a tolda? Whatever was hachtahavi b'mishkan chashivi korliyav, any important activity that was necessary for asiyas hamishkan, building the mishkan, or dyeing the ureas, or planting the flax in order to make the ureas. All the malachas that are involved in Asiyas HaMishkan, all the important malachas, Hach Tehavid Mishkan Chashiva Koreliyav, so that's an av. And whatever is sufficiently similar to the av, but it wasn't in the Mishkan, is considered a tolda. So Rav Chaim Moisov felt that heating metal till it glows is a tolda of Havara. The Marsham came up with a chiddush that all the malachas have to have been in the Mishkan. So if the malacha was not in the Mishkan, but it existed in the days of the Mishkan, the malacha existed in the days of the Mishkan, but it wasn't really actually done for the purpose of Asiyas HaMishkan, then it's called the Tolda. But if the form of the malacha that you're doing, lighting an electric bulb, the days of the Mishkan, electric bulbs didn't exist. So you can't even say that turning on an electric bulb is represented by what was in the Mishkan. So that's not even a tolda min haTorah. That's only osam midrabbanan. So Rav Chaim Moisov didn't agree with that. He said, whatever is sufficiently similar to the av, even if it didn't exist, even if the electric bulb didn't exist, of course it didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, as long as it's represented by what was in the Mishkan, that's considered a tolda. And to emphasize that he felt that turning on an electric bulb is eish mamish, Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers seeing Rav Chaim Moisov when Rav Soloveitchik was in university in Berlin. His parents were moved to America, to New York, so he couldn't talk to his father on the phone so often. So he used to correspond, and then every so often he would travel to Vilna to talk and learning with Rav Chaim Moisov. All the yeshiva bochum would go to Rav Chaim Moisov and talk and learning. All the yeshiva bochum. So Rav Soloveitchik, though, traveled a special trip from Berlin to Vilna to talk and learning. So he remembers once on a Matzoy Shabbos, Rav Chaim Moisov said Havdalah, said to demonstrate that he felt that the electric bulb is Havara Mamish, it's a Malacha Deraisa, not like the Marsham, he would be Mahadir to recite Boromir Hoesh on an electric bulb to demonstrate that everybody holds that this is Eish, this is Mamish Eish Deraisa, it's not only the Rabbonim. So the heating metal, if you heat the metal till it melts, you made it, it took a hard thing, metal is hard, you made it soft, then it's a Malacha Bishul. Because Malish Bishul applies even to non-food items, like heating tar and it becomes liquidy, or heating wooden pegs and it becomes softer because it's hot. And then if you heat metal till it glows, it's orange, then it's Havar, then it's considered an Eish. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Let's say he left the fire on Erev Yontov, he left on the gas range. Then you want to cook some food, and the fire is not high enough. So you turn the gas higher, so more gas will be used. So that's an Isra of Havara. You're burning, even though you're not Moilaresh Mechar is prohibited mid the Rabban. But if the fire is already there and you're just adding more fuel, you're adding more gas, fire should be bigger in order that the food should cook faster, or the fire is so low it's not going to cook anything. So that's on Yontov, that would be muta. The Tzorach HaNefesh, that would be muta. But let's say you have an electric stove and it has coils, and the coils are on low, so they're black. And when you make it higher, then it becomes orange. So if the coil is already orange and you turn it on higher and it becomes even more orange than before, deeper orange, so that's not Moderesh Mechadesh. That's like you're making the fire higher than it was before. But if when Yontov began, the metal coil was black, and then you're going to make it orange, that's called Moilaresh Mechodesh, and that's also Midirabon. Or let's say the fire is on high on Yontov, and if you'll put the... Why? Because you had a kettle of water on top. And now I want to put some chicken on top. If I'm going to leave it on high, the chicken is going to burn. If you put a kettle of water on a high flame, it'll cook faster. If you put it on a lower flame, it'll take longer to cook. But if you put chicken on too high a flame, the chicken will burn or the meat will burn. So let's say the person has the fire, the electric stove is on, and it's orange. And it's too high, and it's going to cause the food to burn. So he wants to make the fire lower. So but there's no fire, it's an electric coil on the stove, on the electric stove. So he's going to turn it a little lower. Instead of being orange, it's going to be black. That's going to be mechabe. So Shulchan Aruch says that mechabe is not permissible, even at Tzorach HaNefesh. Even though it's not, you see, if you have a kettle of water and you want to make it lower, that's not the Tzorach HaNefesh. The kettle of water, the water is not going to burn. It'll just cook way faster than you need it. I don't need it to cook so quickly, but if you leave a kugel or a chicken on too high a fire, it's going to burn. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a chumrah, you're not allowed to do mechabe l'tzorach ochal nefesh. Okay. It says in the Gemara, if you do bisra agumra, I have coals, gumri are coals, and I take a steak, and I put it on top of the coals, so the juice of the steak will ooze out, some of the juice will ooze out, and cause some of the coals that are orange to turn black. So whenever you do bisra gumra, whenever you're broiling meat, whenever you're broiling steak on top of burning hot coals, you're going to be causing a little bit of kibui. But that's kibui kalachaya. That's not the normal way. Normal way, if you have coals and you want to cool it and you want to turn it off, extinguish them, so you pour water on, or you turn off the whole fire and shine. Here, you're extinguishing the coals because the juice from the steak is oozing out and it's going to put it out. So that's kibui kalachaya. So whenever you do a malacha kalachaya, it's only the rabbanon. And the whole chumrah not to do kibui l'tzorach hanefesh is only a chumrah. So to do bisra gumra is muta. But what about to do outright kibui, to turn the fire lower? Because if the way it is now, it's going to cause the food to burn. Not that it'll cook faster, it'll simply burn. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do kibui. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but you want to cook the food, so you have to turn on another burner. You have to turn on, let's say if you have a pilot light, let's say an electric stove, you don't have a pilot light. If you're going to turn it on, that'll be Moilaresh Mechadesh. Let's say you have a let's say, to turn the get, let's say you have a guess range. Let's say I have a guess range and I lower the flame. I lower the flame by having less gas go in. So we assume that that's a form of kibui. So you're not permitted to do kibui l'tzorech halacha nefeshah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's better to turn on another burner, to do havara, if you have a pilot light. So it's not moed l'resh mechodesh. The gas range, the pilot light will light the flame that you're turning on now. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable to do havara l'tzorech halacha nefeshah rather than to do kibui l'tzorech halacha nefeshah. Moshe Feinstein disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And he thinks that if you're going to do a malacha anyway, so why should you do havara? To have two burners on, may as well do the kibui. You're doing a malacha anyway. So Moshe thinks that Mikra din kibui l'tzorech halacha nefeshah is mutter, even if it's not like Bisra Gumra where the kibui is kalacha yad, even an upright kibui to turn the gas range lower. Kibui shalo l'tzorech halacha nefeshah, let's say the house is, I'm using up a lot of gas. And I don't want to waste so much money. So I don't want to pay so much money. So I'm going to lower the gas on Yontif. But it's not Letzorech Ochonef. It's not Tzorech Yom Ktas. I'm not using the kitchen. There's no reason to turn to low. I just want to save money. So that's a Malocha of Pashtus. That's a Malocha of Mechabe. That you're not allowed to do. Only to turn the gas lower, Letzorech Ochonef, because the food is going to burn. That's kibbutz l'tzorech halacha nefesh. That would be muta. So again, so we discussed hatmana. Then we discussed the din of shehiya. There's a din that you're not allowed to leave food that's not fully, it's not cooked yet. I'm going to leave food. I'm going to turn on the fire. On Erev Shabbos, I have a kettle of water that's still cold. I turn on the fire, then I bench licht right away, and there's no blech. So if there's no blech, and I'm leaving food on the fire to get cooked, it's going to get cooked by itself. I'm not. In order to violate a malacha, you have to do bikum v'yaseh. You can't violate a malacha b'shei ve'altas. So on Shabbos, the person, the woman, is passive. She turned on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and she has a kettle of water. It's going to continue to cook into Shabbos, and then she benches licht. So that's muta min hatorah. But it's also in the Rabbanan, that's called shehiyah. So you're not allowed to leave the pot with the raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos. Raw food means water, raw food means raw chicken or flesh, whatever it is. You're not allowed to do shehiyah, to leave raw food on the fire. Why? Shema yechata b'gachol. The balabasta may realize that the food won't be ready till the husband is going to come home and it's going to be time to serve the meal. She may realize that the fire is too low or the fire is too high, so she may be mechad to be gecholim. So they made a din with the Rabbanan, and you have to have grufa or ketuma. What is grufa? What is ketuma? So grufa may atana garuf, means that I pushed all of the coals to the back of the oven, and the pot with the food is not on top of the coals, and the coals are all the way in the back, and the pot is in the front. So that's grufa. I pushed an Erev Shabbos. I pushed all the coals on mukta. I pushed all the coals to the back of the oven, and the coals are not so close at all to the pot. That's grufa. Ketuma, kitma in Aramaic means ashes. If I sprinkled ashes on top of the coals, then I put the pot on top of the ashes, which are on top of the coals. So the ashes will serve as a hecker to remind me that today is Shabbos and I shouldn't poke around in the coals. If you poke around in the coals, you mechad to be gecholim. So that's the Gemara increases, quoted the Braisa, that you chayv shtei chatos, because mechad to be gecholim, some of the gecholim were black and they'll turn orange, and that's havara. Some of the coals were orange and I'll cause them to turn black. That'll be mechabe. So mechayv shtayim. It'll be chayv shtayim. That's what we mentioned last week, a few weeks ago. We must have mentioned Rav Menashe Ilya was a big genius who lived in the days of the Vilna Gaon, and he wrote a sefer Alfei Menashe. So the Rashash was a relative of his. Rashash lived at the end of the 1800s. He lived at the end of the 1700s. So Rav Menashe Ilya writes in the sefer that according to the Tana, who we don't pass like, according to the Tana who holds Havara, is only alive That's why it was singled out for Sevara Esh, the 39 Malachas. Why was Avora singled out? The answer is, the Lav Yotzer says there's no Kuris and there's no Misa. So if Avora is only alive, so Mechab is also only alive. There won't be any Kuris and Misa for Mechab. These are connected. Kibui and Avora are connected. So the Rashash points out, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is Beferish, and there's such a Tosef Sishonim. It says like, there's a Tosef Sishonim in Beitza. Also says like it's printed in the Tosfos in tiny letters. So the Rashash points out it's against the Gemara increases. Gemara says beferish. Machat the begichon mizida chayv shtecha tois and chayv chata zachas. If you all like the Tana, the Havara lalav yatzas. So there's no chatas for Havara, but there will be chatas for kibui. So you see, kibui does have misa, does have kos. Just Havara is lalav yatzas. The kibui is not. Okay, so. So one is not permitted if you leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech. That's an Issa de Rabbanan Shema Yechata B'Gechol. And if you have the blech, that'll be a hecker. That'll remind you not to fool around with the fire. But the question is that we have the four burners on top of the stove. Then we have the knobs in the front of the stove. So do you require that the blech should cover not only the fires, it should cover also the knobs in the front? So Moshe Feinstein writes, he thinks l'chatchila more correct is that it should cover both the fires on top of the stove and the knobs in front of the stove. Or let's say you have a blech that doesn't go down in the front, so you should add some tinfoil to cover, put something in front to cover the knobs, l'chatchila. But what if you can't cover both the knobs and the fire? That's what it should be, l'chatchila. What if you can't? So Moshe holds that the ikar din is to cover the fire. The heker has to be in the fire. Grufo k'tuma means I poured kitma, I poured the ashes on top of the coals, or I put grufa, I pushed the coals away. So the heker has to be in the coals, in the source of heat. If you're going to put the heker only in the front by the knobs, that's not enough. L'chumah, you should have both, on top of the fire, on top of the burners, as well as on top of the knobs. But Meikra Din, the knobs is not Meakev. The thing that's Meakev is the blech on top of the fires. The Rav Soloveitchik thought, like they quote in the name of Rabbi Kotler, that is not so. If you cover the knobs, and even if you didn't cover the fire, it's also a good hecker. It's a better hecker, maybe, a better hecker. He's going to get to, he's going to want to fool around with the fire, and you can't get to the knobs, so that's the main thing. Was it help a hecker on the fire? Rav Moshe insists the hecker has to be on the fire. So again, so if you do Shehiyah means you leave food on the fire, raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and you don't have a blech, then it's Gzeira Midrabon Hashem Yechata B'Gechol. The Shad is, what is HaChazor? HaChazor is, I have fully cooked food in the refrigerator, and I take it out of the refrigerator on Shabbos, and I put it back on top of the fire on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that min ha-toretz muter in bishal ha-bishal, but with the Rabbanon, that's prohibited. So why is that prohibited? So here there's a big machlekes between the Balei HaTosfos and the Chachmei Svara. The following hesber was given in the Or Sameach on the Rambam, and Rav Soloveitchik said the whole mahalach, he didn't mention the name of the Or Sameach. He said, all the Rai is the same as the Or Sameach. So they have that it's a fundamental machlokes between the Chachmei Svara and the Balei HaTosfos. The Balei HaTosfos are of the opinion that the prohibition of HaChazara is not Bishal at all. Just like Hatmona is Shema Yechat B'Gecholim, Hatmona Shema Yatman Baremetz V'Shema Yechat B'Gecholim. And the same thing, Shehiyah, you're not allowed to leave the food on top of the fire that you should cook into Shabbos, even though there's no Yisra Bishol. You can't violate a Malacha B'Shev Al Tase, and the whole Malacha was done before the woman benches Licht. She set up the whole system, and it gets cooked by itself. So the Balei HaTosfos hold the same is true. They hold that once to have kugel of meat or chicken or food that was fully cooked, I'm going to take it out of the refrigerator and put it back on top of the fire on Shabbos. So min ha-toretz muter because ein bishul ha-bishul, but the Rabbanan they asked it, why? So Rabbi Natam holds, Rabbi Natam and all the Chachmei Tzorfas, they apparently they rub the opinion, Shema Yechata B'Gechol, it's also Shema Yechata. You have a question. If the Yisra of Shehiyah Shema Yechata and the Yisra of HaChazorah is also Shem Yechate. So why is it that for to be Mata the Issa Shehiyah to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos is sufficient if you put a blech? And to be Mata the Issa HaChazara, a blech is not sufficient. You need Gruf Oktum, you need a blech, plus that the food should have been on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and it's Oda B'Yodai, and the person that, let's say, took off the kettle from the fire is still holding the kettle in his hold. In his hand, it's the oyde biyadei. But daita lahachzir, he took off the kettle from the blech to pour a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and he planned the whole time to put it back on top of the fire. But if, let's say, he took off the kettle, he's still holding it in his hand. Let's say they took off the pot of chicken from on top of the fire, and now they want to put it back on top of the blech, on top of the fire. But if when they took it off, they thought that's it, they're not going to put it back. Ain't daita lachzir, then you're not allowed to put it back. It's only mutter if it's gruf or ktuma, you have a blech. Oide biyode v'daita lachzir. If a loin it's tan legamer, it didn't cool down to room temperature. If it cooled down to room temperature, then it's considered an asina mechoresh. Then it's considered as if you're doing. It's not considered hachazara, and then it's also. If it's hachazara, if it was on the fire from Erev Shabbos, and you took it off and you put it back on top of the fire, then it's a hemshach from before, then hachazara is mutter. But if you took it off, you put it on the table, or it's ein daita lahachzir, you took it off, he's still holding it, but he didn't plan the whole time to put it back on top of the fire, then you're not allowed to put it back. That's the way everybody always assumed for many generations. Mishnah Berurah has a whole bunch of kulas here. Is Mitzarv Sveikas and Svek Sveikas, they're matter things but Svek Sveikas. But for many generations, before the Mishnah Berurah came out, it was assumed that you have to have all of these conditions. You need a blech, that's called Gruf of Tuma. It didn't cool off. Then it's considered a Hemshech from before. So why is it that, by again, the question is asked, if the prohibition both by Shehiyah and by Hachazorah, leaving the food, the raw food on top of the fire on Erev Yontov without a, on Erev Shabbos, without a blech, as in Issur Shem Yechate, and taking out fully cooked food from the refrigerator, putting on top of the blech on Shabbos, is also Shem Yechate, you're not allowed to Shem Yechate. So why is it that the Shem Yechate of Shehiyah is mutter if you have a blech? And by Hachazorah, you need a blech plus, why do you need so many more conditions? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Or HaSameach both say, look in the Sefer HaYosher, Rabbi Natam, he gives an answer. So the Sefer HaYosher says the following. I think the Or HaSameach quotes it. I think the Mishnah Berurah just says, look in the Sefer HaYosher, Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam wrote a Sefer on the Gemara. That's called Sefer HaYosher. There's a Sefer HaYosher on Chumash that has a Likut of Midrashim. Al-Torah said they mistakenly thought that that was the Sefer HaYosher written by the Rabbi Natam. That's not by the Rabbi Natam, that's by somebody else. But the Sefer HaYosher Rabbi Natam is on Shas. It has two parts. The first part of his Chidushim al HaShas, when he thinks the Girsa is wrong, he thinks the Pshat is wrong, when he comes up with the Chiddush. Then the second half of the Sefer HaYosher, the Shadas HaChulis, Chulis that he sent in response to Shadas that other people ask. And he has an introduction to the Sefer HaYosher, and he tells you what motivated him to write the Sefer HaYosher. That he had a pshat and a gemara in the last parak in Erevin, interpreting the gemara, that the gemara says that the chutim of tzitzis have to be shizurim, have to be twined. And they're different opinions, so the most chumadik opinion is that you need kafel shmeinah dikah chutim. You have to have eight strings that are twined against each other. The different opinion is how many strings you have to twine together. If you have two strings twined one against the other, it's also shizurim. But for the purpose of tzitzis, the biggest chumra in the poskim is kafel shmeinah. That's when they sell you expensive chutei tzitzis. So they always write on the label that it's kafel shmeinah dika tzitzis. So Rabbi Natam writes in his introduction, his chaverim encouraged him to write down all of his chidushim because they're all going to be forgotten. So it's because of the kafel, because of the shizurim, but the chutei tzitzis, his pshat and the gemara, the last perik and erevin, that's what motivated him to write a sefer. Then he writes on all of Shas, on all the different mesichtas. He writes when he thinks the Girsa is incorrect, when Rashi Pshat is incorrect, when he takes a stand, and different Pirushim and Gemara. Then the second half of the Sefer Yashar, now they print them in two different volumes, because they have a lot of footnotes. But I have an old edition of the Sefer Yashar, the second half of the Shadas HaTshuvas that he has. So the Mishnah Berurah refers you to the Sefer Yosha. Now Sameach quotes the Sefer Yosha. Then he says the distinction is the following. By Shehiyah, if you put the fire on, if you put the food, the pot of food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, and you have a blech there, so you're going to regulate the fire before Mechbenshin. You're going to regulate the fire in such a way that you know it's going to be the right temperature, so that when you want to serve the soup tonight or tomorrow morning, everything is all set up. But over here, the food was in the refrigerator on Erev Shabbos. It's fully cooked chicken or kugel or cholim, whatever, fully cooked already. You're going to take it out of the refrigerator, you're going to put it on top of the fire, but you have a blech. So the blech will not prevent the chashash of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, because he's going to see that the fire is too high or too low. If he put the pot on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, and he has a blech there, so he's going to see to it that the fire should not be too high, should not be too low. He's going to regulate it when he puts the pot on top of the fire. But he was talking, the pot is not on the fire on Erev Shabbos. He's going to take it out of the refrigerator on Shabbos and put it on top of the blech. It may turn out that the fire is too high or too low. And then the evil with the blech may be mechata b'gecholim. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam explains. So Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that hachazara is not an isa bishul midirabbanon, because ain't bishul hachabishul. You don't violate bishul. It's a gzera midirabbanon. There are different, on Shabbos, there are three different categories of isurim. There's a malacha deraisa, there's a malacha derabbanon, and sometimes there's an isur of a gzera. Let's say you're not allowed to climb on a tree, shema yachtor zmar, it may break off a branch. Not allowed to ride horseback, shema yachtor zmar, it may break off a branch. What are you going to say? Whoever rides on a horse is a violation of kotzer. You're not allowed to take medication, shema yishachik samamon. So you're going to say, whoever swallows a pill on Shabbos because of the medical condition that he has is a violation of tochein. He didn't do tochein. He didn't do tochein. It's a gzeir shema. All the malachas derabbanon are also gzeir shema, but they labeled it as a malacha derabbanon. And sometimes they labeled it only as a gzeir. There are many differences between gzeir and malacha. So one of the differences is the following. For Chalamoid, we have a klal. Whatever is asa on Yantav is asa on Chalamoid, unless you have a heter. If it's Tzorach Hamoid, if it's Tzorach Refuah Saguf, if it's Dovah HaOved, a whole bunch of Tzorach Rabim, you have five different heterim on Chalamoid. So what about to ride horseback on Chalamoid? So the Tosfos in Moed Katan, in the first period of Moed Katan, says you're not allowed to ride horseback on Chalamoid, because if you ride on a horse, why not Shema Yachtach Zmeira? So the Beis Yosef says, just like this, we don't paskin like Tosfos. Because since it's only a Gzeira, it's not included in the Yisurim of Chalamoid. Chalamoid, you only carry over from Yontav to Chalamoid those Yisurim that are Malacha. It's either Malacha Derais or Malacha Rabban. Let's say Tiltal Muktze, to have money in your pocket. So Tiltal Muktze on Yontav is Asur. But Tilta Mukta is a Gzeira de Rabban, Hashem Ayotzi. Maybe you'll carry. So Tilta Mukta, they never asked it on Chalamoid. It's only a Gzeira. Let's say playing piano. So playing piano on Shabbos and Yontav is not allowed. Shema Yisak and Kleshir. He'll hear that the piano is off key, or to play a violin, or to play any musical instrument. He may hear that it's off key, and Shema Yisak and Kleshir. He may forget that the Shabbos and Yontav might fix it. But on Chalamoid, they never introduced any in the Gzeiras. Mecha Hamemka should have been mutter, let's say to sell to buy. To do Mecha Hamemka on Shabbos and Yontav was only Gzeiras Shema Yichtov. So really, Chalamoid should be mutter to keep your store open. And there's an Erev in the city, so there's no malach of carrying. And you're just going to buy and sell, and he's going to give change. He won't mark it down. You won't write down how much money you owe, how much money you pay. It's on Shabbos Yontav, you're not allowed to do Mekach Gzeri Shema Yichtov. You may forget and write it. But on Chalamoid, you don't make any Gzeris. All the Gzeris are Mutter. So that should have been Mutter. Should have been Mutter to do Mekach Memkar. So the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi, although it should have been Mutter, they asked it because if so, the Chalamoid will be worthless. The whole purpose of the Chalamoid, that the Jewish people should take off from work, they should have a couple of days to learn Torah. But if you're going to allow Mekach HaMemkar, you're going to defeat the whole purpose of Chalamoid. That's a separate issa. But Mikra Din really should have been Mutter. because that's the klal. All the gzeiros are mutar on chol hamoed. Another difference is achol she'en bo sakon. So the Gemara says, for achol she'en bo sakon, we allow amira lenochri. That's on kuf chav tes. Himasech Shabbos daf kuf chav tes. Kuf lamed is the first daf in Perek Rav Lezer de Milo. So kuf chav tes talks about the woman gave birth to the baby. The woman has a status of a chol she'en bo sakon after a couple of days after she gave birth to the baby. So we allow amira lenochri for achol she'en bo sakon. Yeah. But why? Because amira lenochri is only considered a gzeira midrabban. It's not even considered a malacha rabban. It's called a gzeira midrabban. What else the Gemara has in the end of Erevin, last parak in Erevin, the Gemara has, let's say a person is sick and the doctors say he needs a lot of sleep and he can't fall asleep. He has insomnia. So we know if he'll play soft music, we'll put him to sleep. So the Gemara says you're permitted to play the piano, mamish mashmiya kol, because mashmiya kol is not even a malachim of the rabban, it's only a gzeira. It's only a gzeira. Shemi yisak and klishir. So all gzeiras are mutar b'makom achol l'shem b'sakon. So we would permit the healthy people to play the piano to put the chayla to sleep, that he should get better. So you allow amira lenochri, and then what else do we allow? Amira lenochri we allow. Then there's a machlokes. Do we allow refuah, taking medication? So the Mishnah Berurah paskin that is mutar. We only don't allow taking medication on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're allowed to take refuah. Why? Because refuah is only a gzeira. Shem yishachek salamanim, and all the gzeiras are mutter. All the gzeiras are mutter. So we don't allow refuah. When do we prohibit refuah? If the person is basically a bari with a mechaj beyond, he's healthy and he has a slight ache and pain. But if he's worse than doesn't have stam ache and pain, he really is a chol l'shem b'sakana. It means he can't function normally. He's either mutal l'mishkav, he has to lay in bed, he has the flu, has to lay in bed, or he's chol kol gufoy. He lost his appetite and he can't function. Normally he's aware of everything and he's running around and doing activities and he can't function at all. That's called a chol l'shem b'sakana. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens for chol l'shem b'sakana, it's permissible to take refuahs. The Mishkan is Yankiv has a raya from the Gemara with a zara. It's very mashma from the Gemara that it's also that you're not allowed to take medications on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if the patient is a chol l'shem b'sakana. It's only mutter if it's a yesh b'sakana. So he has a raya from the Gemara, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens is not so. That's the common practice. But make a lot of refuahs for chol l'shem b'sakon. Atzara shavish abem. Oh, there's another case that Beis Yosef has. Amir v'nanochri is mutter for chol l'shem b'sakon. So let's say the person is sick, and the doctors say he has to take a hot bath. He has to soak in a hot bath, and that will help him get better faster. So I'm not allowed to turn on the hot water. That's bishul. Most of the time, when you turn on hot water, you cause extra cold water to get cooked. What if I ask a nochri to turn on the hot water? So that's permissible. For chol l'shem b'sakon, amir l'nochri is mutter. So fine, to the best. So the Rabbi Kedegir quotes Akasha, what is it going to help? The nochri is going to turn on the hot water and fill the bathtub with water, but the patient is not allowed to go. Mechitza b'chamin is also on Shabbos. They made a gzera in the Rabban. That's called gzera's habalonim. You're not allowed to bathe in hot water, even though the bathtub is filled up with the hot water before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. Now there's a gzera's habalonim. You're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Rabbi Kedegir answers on Shulchan Aruch that gzeiras habalonim is only a gzeira, and all gzeiras are mutter b'makom chol l'shem b'sakon. Or the Magen Avraham has another case. Let's say the goyish doctor came to see the patient on Shabbos, and he says, I'd like to make out a prescription. You should go to the drugstore to pick up a medication for the chol. So the doctor didn't bring a pencil with him. The doctor is an ochri. He didn't bring him a pencil. So he says, please give me a pencil and I'll fill out a prescription. So I'm going to say, well, I'm a Shomer Shabbos and I'm not allowed to handle a pencil. Please come over here and here's a pen and fill it out. So if the doctor is a character and he doesn't want an ochri and he doesn't want to walk over to pick up the muktzah and he's going to walk out, he's not going to give you the prescription. So b'makom chol l'shem bo sakana, we're permitted to be metaltal muktzah. The Magen Avraham quotes that from the Sefer Issa v'Heta by the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's Rav Ben Yehuda Ashkenazi, not to be confused. I have an old Sefer Yisabeth at the European edition. It's on the first page, on the title page, they have a mistake. They thought it was written by the Rav Ben Yehuda Girandi, who was a mechutna of the Ramban. That's Rav Ben Yehuda Asfardi. The Rav Ben Yehuda who wrote this Yisabeth Heta was an Ashkenazi, the Behechlet. He only quotes Rashi and Tosfos. He never quoted the Chaf Misra. It didn't exist by him. He never heard of any of them. He only quotes Ashkenazi poskim. So the Magen Avraham quotes in that, when you learn your Adaya, the Isa Veheta Ha'orach, Aleph Vav Hei, Isa Veheta Ha'orach by Rabbi Eni, is quoted on every single page. The Ramah quotes him Keseda, and the Shach quotes him every page. Shach quotes from the beginning to the end of your Adaya Chelek Aleph. He always quotes Isa Veheta on every page. So the Isa Veheta quoted by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos says, Tiltal Muktzah, to carry the pencil, to give a real Muktzah, to give to the doctor to fill out a prescription. The doctor's a Nochri. So just like Amir and Nochri is Mutter, Rechitza Bechamin is Mutter, Bechor Hashem is Sakana, so Tiltal Muktzah is also Mutter for the Tzorech Hashem is Sakana. Tzadashav Shabem. If things are only a Gzera, then all the Gzeras are Mutter, but Makam Bechor Hashem is Sakana. We haven't accepted that Mishkan is Yankiv, who said that even a Chodesh Shem Sakana is not allowed to take medications. The Minhag HaAdam is Lahaka, like the Mishnah Berurah said, that all Gzeiros are Mutter, Makom Chodesh Shem Sakana. There's probably there are more differences also. Another difference that'll be relevant, another difference is, to violate a Malacha, you have to do it B'kum B'yasei. Whether it's a Malacha Deraisa or Malacha Derabbanan, there's no Malacha B'shei V'al Taasei. If I set up a system on Erev Shabbos and the Malacha happens by itself, continues to happen by itself on Shabbos, that's not called a Malacha. Malacha is only Bikum V'yaseh. But Gzeres can be violated, B'shei V'altas. In this sense, Gzeres may be more chomer than a Malacha. A Malacha is only if it's Kum V'yaseh. And a Gzeres sometimes will be also, even if it's B'shei V'altas. Go Haraya, let's say, Shehiyah. You're not allowed to leave raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos if you didn't put a blech. That's the Issa Shehiyah. So when are you in violation of Shehiyah? When you put the food on top of the fire an hour before Lichtenshin. I'm a violation of Shehiyah an hour before Lichtenshin. No. When Shabbos enters, when the Balabas, the bench is lit, so Shabbos, she's Mekabotah, so the Shabbos then, Shabbos enters, and her food is on top of the fire without a blech. So when Shabbos entered, her food is on the fire without a blech. That time, at that moment, she's in violation of Shehiyah. So you see, Shehiyah is always violated the Shevi Al Tasa. But the other differences, let's say Rav Shach has in his Sefer, Rav Shach has a discussion, B'chal Shabbos b'fahes yedina ka'akum, and Shchitosa Nevelu. So he discusses an issue that Rabbi Kevager raises. Rabbi Kevager and Yeridei raises it. The Hilchot Shechita, they have such a din. Chal Shabbos Pavesi Dinik Mumel Chal Shabbos Pavesi Dinik Akum and Shechitos and Avelim. It's a big machlokes in Rishonim and Achronim whether that din Obed Abed Zara Dinik Akum and Shechitos and Avelim. Chal Shabbos Pavesi Dinik Akum and Shechitos and Avelim. Is that Shechitos and Avelim? That's the Reis or the Rabbanim. That's a big machlokes in Rishonim. The Chido has a commentary on the Ein Yankiv. So the commentary on the Ein Yankiv on Afhei and Chulin, where the Gemara has that din, that the Mumel Chalos Shabbos Befehesi Shchitos and Avela, there he quotes from the Kisva Yad of Bali Ataisu that this was a Machlekes Rishonim, and the Shach quotes that it's a Machlekes Achronim, where the Shchitos and Avela is deraisa de Rabbanan by the Mumel Chalos Shabbos Befehesi. So Rav Shach raises this Shaila that Rabbi Kevager raises also. What's the din if he's Machalos Shabbos Bifrahesya on a din derabbanan? He's careful, he never violates any dinim derabbanan, he only violates dinim derabbanan. So there seem to be contradictions what the din is. So the simple mahalach would be to distinguish between Mechal Shabbos with the malocha derabbanan as opposed to Mechal Shabbos with the gzeira derabbanan. If he did an actual malach derabbanan, there is Mechal Shabbos derabbanan. But if he didn't even do a malach derabbanan, he takes medication on Shabbos. Taking medication is not even a malacha with the Rabbanan. Or let's say he handles muktzah. He plays with a puppy on Shabbos. So that's not even a malacha with the Rabbanan. That's a gzeir with the Rabbanan. That's a gzeir with the Rabbanan. So gzeir with the Rabbanan, that's not called Mechal Shabbos, even on the level of Rabbanan. That's not Chilul Shabbos. A gzeir. You're not allowed to do this activity. Lishon Gzera. Other differences also. So that's a shala. Let's say a person has an electric stove, and he has a kettle of water, and he'd like to have a drink of hot tea on Shabbos morning. So why should he leave on the fire the whole Shabbos? He has an electric stove, so he puts it on the Shabbos clock. He goes to the 8:30 minyan, let's say Shabbos, so he wants to have the hot tea between 7:30 and 8:30. So he sets it. He sets the Shabbos clock. He sets the electric stove on the Shabbos clock, that the elements should go on Shabbos morning, and the water should get cooked up. So he's on Shabbos absolutely b'shei v'al taseh. So now the question is, what's the prohibition of hachazorah, to put something on top of the fire that it should get cooked on Shabbos? So if the prohibition is bishal midrabbanan, so then bishal is a malacha. So you never violate a malacha b'shei v'al taseh. There's no malacha b'shei v'al taseh. So he didn't do anything wrong. But if the iser is a gzeira, so gzeiras can be violated b'shei v'al taseh. So if my food somehow have a Shabbos clock, and my food returns on top of the fire on Shabbos without me lifting a finger, my food returned on top because I put it on the Shabbos clock. So the Chazanish writes a chiddush. So the Malamed Lehoil writes a whole tshuva. Usually the Malamed Lehoil, Rabbi David Tzvi Hoffman, usually his tshuvas are very short. Usually he quotes earlier poskim. He says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, says this simon, this sivkot, and says aser. Look in the Shach and says muta. Look in the Magan Ram and says aser. He just refers you to earlier poskim. Here he has a long tshuva. It's an original tshuva. So he thinks that that there's no iser over here. He thinks that if you set up a system, and the Sefer Shmei Shabbos Kol Chasa also quotes from the Chazanish, that if you set up a system that the food gets back on top of the fire based on a Shabbos clock, and the electric element goes on Shabbos, that the Chazanish writes in one place that there's no Issa. But then they have in parentheses that there's a contradiction. Look in the other place, the Chazanish writes that it is Issa. He explains why he thinks that it's Issa. Because we pass in our locha like the Bali HaTesis, Bein LaHakal Bein LaHachma, we pass like the Bali HaTesis, that a chazara to re-cook something on Shabbos is not an Issa Bishol Midrabbanan. No, ain't Bishol Ha Bishol even Midrabbanan, you're not in violation of Bishol. It's a Gzeir Hashem Lechat to be Gecholim. So Gzeiris don't have to be violated after the Kumli Aseh. Sometimes a Gzeir can be violated B'Shei B'Al Taseh. So since the food, my food returned on top of my fire, the tzorki, that's a chashash ami, shamei echad to be geholim. So the Chazanish writes in one place, he thinks that it's us. It's a contradiction in the Chazanish. But it is mistabah, makes sense. Let's say amira lenochri. Let's say I'll ask a nochri on Shabbos to please take out, I have a maid, a nochri maid, nochris, I'll ask her, please take out the fully cooked chicken and kugel from the refrigerator and put it on top of the fire, put it on top of a blech. So is that called shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to eat warm food on Shabbos. It tastes much better. It's a einik Shabbos. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behet to the end of Shin Yud Ches quotes a Tshuva's Maharit. Keep in mind that Maharit was a Sephardic. Maharit was in the was in Tzvat, the same time as the Beis Yosef. So the Maharit has a, I think it's the Mabit, I forgot it, either Mabit or Maharit, one of them lived in Tzvas. At that time there were no Ashkenazim living in it, it's only 1500, there were only Sfardim. The issue picked up after the Spanish Inquisition and after the Portuguese. But in Portugal they expelled all the Jews. So that's when many of the Jews who were sent away from Spain and Portugal went to Tzvat, and the whole yishuv picked up in the 1500s, because in late 1400, 1492 and 1497, I think it was, that's when they expelled all the Jews, and many of them went to Tzvat. So the Maharit has a tshuva. He thinks if you do amira li akum, to do hachazara, that's a shvus, the shvus from makom mitzvah, and that's mutter. Even if you yourself will do hachazara, it's only an isa de rabbanan, because Ben HaTorah is saying, Bishol HaBishol, so if you ask a nochri to do it, So that's a shvuz, the shvuz makam mitzvah. So the Shari Tshuva quotes that. And then he says, however, from the mashmos of the Ramah and the Taz and the Magen Avraham, they all seem not to agree. They seem beferish, not that they take it for granted it's a double pasha, that it's aser. Why is it aser? Why isn't it a shvuz, the shvuz makam mitzvah? So the answer is, when you're doing a malocha, and you ask, when you're dealing with a malocha deraisa, you ask a nachri to do it for you, that lowers the level of the malocha, it's only the rabbanon. Amir liyakim is the rabbanon. If you're doing anisa de rabbanon, and you ask a goy, I'm doing a malocha de rabbanon, I ask a nachri to do it for me, so that's lower than the other level, so that's the shvuz, the shvuz. So whenever you have a shvuz, the shvuz, but makam mitzvah, then we make them. But sometimes it's not, but if it's gzera de rabbanon, let's say, in Shulchan Aruch, I was just away in Canada for Shabbat Shabbat Brachas of a grandson of mine. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, and the Magen Avraham repeats this also, let's say, the Binyan HaMakom is that they always have music by Shabbat Brachas, if it's in the weekdays. And then if it's on Shabbos, they want to have music also, but Jewish people are not allowed to play music. So if you have Nochrim, if you have a Nochri band who knows how to play Yiddish and Igunim, you're permitted to ask them to play on Shabbos because that's a shvuz, the shvuz b'makam mitzvah. If you yourself would have played the piano or the accordion, whatever, would have only been in Issa d'Rabbana. Yes, can Nochri to do it. It's a shvuz, the shvuz b'makam mitzvah. So that's where it came from, the original heter that the Reform instituted, that they had a Nochri play the organ in the synagogue to enhance the davening. Because even if the Jew will play an organ, it's only an Issa d'Rabbana. If you ask a Nochri to do it, it lowers it down to the level. It was shvuz to shvuz for makam mitzvah, so it's muta. But then, the Achronim say the minhag olam is that we don't use that heter. Not by the Shevet Brachas, and not if the minhag makam is a lot of times. You see, when I was there in Canada, we had here in America, we had a few Shevet Brachas and the Kalas from Canada. So we only had music by one of the Shevet Brachas on the Tzoy Shabbos in Canada. They had A.B. Rottenberg was playing the piano and he was singing some Nigunim. But the other Shevet Brachas, they didn't have any music at all. So then you can do a if the Minhag HaMakom is that you always have music by Shevet Brachas, then it's called Shvuz Du Shvuz B'Makom Mitzvah. Then the Shulchan Aruch says Mutter. If the Minhag HaMakom is you always do Shevet Brachas without music, so then it's not called B'Makom Mitzvah. You don't need it. It's a good Shevet Brachas without. But the Minhag HaOlam is you don't do it. Not by the Shevet Brachas and not by the davening. Why not? So the Egli Tal is a sefer by the Sochet Shevet Rebbe. He gives a mashal to explain. He says, let's say you're not allowed to apply refuah on Shabbos. So let's say I have a wound on my hand and I ask a nachri, please put on some medication on the wound. So will you say, since applying medication is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, if I ask a nachri to apply it, that's a d'Rabbanan, so it's a double d'Rabbanan, so it's a shvuz, the shvuz, b'makom tzara gadol, so you would be mekel on that. So he thinks that that's not correct. He thinks having the medication applied, medication on Shabbos is not a malachim d'Rabbanan, it's a gzeresh shema yishachik samamonim, gzeresh shema. So, and gzeres can be violated to shake al tasek. Gzeres don't always have to have kum yaseh. A malacha derais, a malacha derabona has to be bekum yaseh. Gzeres can be violated to shake al tasek. So if I have the nochri apply the medication to my body, the Egletal thinks that's my direct violation of the gzeres. As he's applying the medication, I may decide to grind up some samamonim, and he should put more samamonim on the medication. That's my direct violation. So the same thing is like this. I'm walking in the street on Broadway, let's say I live in Manhattan, I'm walking the street on Broadway, and there's a saloon where they're playing music on Shabbos. So I'm going to the saloon, so I'm going to stand outside and listen to the music. So that's not my violation. They're not playing the music for me. But if I ask them to play the music by the Shevet Brachas, there's room to argue the point and say that's my direct violation. Mashmiya Kol is not a Malocha Midrabbanan, it's only Gzeir Hashem Yisakim Kleshir. So if I ask them to play the piano and I hear the piano is off key, I'm going to walk over. There's a chashash. I may walk over. I may be so annoyed that it's off key. I may go over and fix the piano. Shami Yisak and Klai Shir. So that could be that. That's my direct violation. So that's what the Rov HaPoskim, the Ashkenazi Poskim, the Shari Tshuva quoted this from the Tshuvas Maharit, that to ask an Ochre to do HaChazorah on Shabbos is the Shavuos Malka Mitzvah. That's because the Maharit was from the Chachmi Svara. It goes with the Sfadar Shavishanim. The Sfadar Shavishanim all disagree with everything that Rabbeinu Tam said. They hold that Shehiyah is Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, and Hatmona Shema Yechata. But Hachzor is an Issa Bishul. Even though Minatari and Bishul Achad Bishul Midirabbanan, they said, since you heat it up to the point of Yat Toledes Boy, so that's Bishul Midirabbanan. They borrowed the definition of Bishul by Mashkim, and they applied it to Eichlim. By Mashkim, the whole definition of Bishul is if you heat it till it reaches the point of Yat Toledes. So Midirabbanan, they prohibited, if you're going to reheat Eichlim till it becomes Yat Toledes, Midirabbanan, that's a violation of Bishul. So if it's a malocha, there's no malocha b'shevi al tase. So if I ask a nochri to do it, so that's going to be a shvuz d'shvuz. If I would have done it myself, it would have only been an isa d'rabban. Now that I ask a nochri to do it, it lowers it another level. So the maharit is correct in his opinion, l'shitasai, that the isa of hachazara is bishul mid'rabbanan. But we don't paskin like the Maharit. We paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Chachmei Tzarfas. That the Yisur of HaChazorah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the both opinions. When he starts off explaining the Yisur of HaChazorah, so he says there are two opinions in the Rishayim. He starts off like that, but then when you get into the nitty-gritty details, it becomes obvious that we don't paskin like the, in Shulchan Aruch has not accepted the Shitas Chachmei Tzarfas. The Ramah accepts the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that HaChazorah is not an Isur of Bishul HaBishul, it's an Isur of Shem Echad HaBikohonim. How do I know? Because the whole Machlokes Taisvis and the other Rishonim is regarding a Gemara. The Gemara has a Shaila, I'm going to leave raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech, it's going to cook into Shabbos. So all other Malachas, there's a Machlokes Misham and Bisil, the end of the first parak in Mishnayis and Masechah Shabbos, are you permitted to set up a system? And Erev Shabbos, let's say I'm going to water the lawn, a sprinkler system. So the sprinkler system is going to go on Erev Shabbos and continue to water the lawn into Shabbos. So we pass like this hill of that is mutter. I'm going to set up a system. I have material, and I want the material to absorb a dye. So I put it in a vat of dye on Erev Shabbos, and it has to stay there for 20 hours, for 25 hours, and it's going to be collate the dye on Shabbos. So we pass like this, that is mutter. I'm going to set up traps in order to catch animals. I set up the whole thing on Erev Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, they're going to get trapped. So since I began the malach on Erev Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos, that's mutter. But then the Mishnah had, that's the end of the first parak. But the exception to the rule that even Mesillah agreed that it's not allowed is to leave raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos and then it should get cooked into Shabbos. That's the chashash. That's the Isur Shia Shemeichata Bigacholim. They prohibited it. So the Gemara has a Shaila, the whole Isur is Shemeichata Bigacholim. So maybe the Isur only applies if the food in which the pot, which the food is getting cooked, is Agabi Hoesh. What if I have an oven, a furnace, and inside the oven there's a fire, and I have a pot with cold food outside of the oven? But the heat is so high in the oven that even though the pot is outside, it's so hot next to the oven, it's going to cook the food. Is there an Issa Shehiyah there? You don't have any Grufa Ketumah there. Mahu Lismach. So Gemara comes to the conclusion, Mutta, that the Gzera the Rabbanon of Shehiyah was only introduced if the food is Hagabi Hoesh. But if it's next to Mahu Lismach, if it's Samach Leish, the pot but the food is not Hagabi Hoesh, then there's no Gzera the Rabbanon. So the Taisus is of the opinion that this kula, mahu lismache, and comes in the maskanes mutter, doesn't only apply to Shia, it applies to hachazara as well. Because hachazara is also shem yichata b'gucholim. And you see, whenever it's b'samach, it's mutter, there's no gzera d'rabbanan. Tosis raises the possibility that maybe the whole heta, mutter lismach, is only when there's a doifen mapsik, when the fire is inside the box of the oven, and the pot where the food is positioned is outside of the oven. You have the doif and the wall of the oven is mapsik, it's mapsik in between the pot where the food is getting cooked and the fire inside. But if you don't have a doifer mapsik, maybe there's no heter. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote that Tosfos Halacha L'mais. So the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's not only mutter to leave raw food on the enamel on the side of the stove when the fire is on, even though there's no blech, you don't have any blech, but it's besamach, it's next to it. It's not agavi oesh. It's even mutter on Shabbos to take out food from the refrigerator and to put it on the enamel pot next to the fire. The fire is so high that the food that's next to it will also get warm enough. It's mutter besamach. Why? Because the whole zera only was shema yichat b'gilcholim. If it's mishum bishul, all the chachmets for it say that kula that the Gemara has, that it's mutter lismach, that kula is only within the din of shehiyah, not within the din of hachazar. Hachazar is a malacha bishul. So bishul is also whether on top of the fire or next to the fire. Bishul is bishul. If it would have been, there have been a time in the chachmets surfers, by the opinion, that hachazar is only an isa shema yichata, so the xerub is only made al gabi hoesh. Just like Shehiya Shem Yichata, so the Gzer was only Agabahesh B'Somach with Bimutta. And the Chachman Svart hold that so, that HaChazor is an Issa Bishul Midirabola. So that Maharitz Kula, that if you do HaChazor Aydei Akum, it's a Shvuz to Shvuz, will be Mutta Mamaka Mitzvah, that's Lashita Sai, Lashita's Chachman Svart, that HaChazor is an Issa Bishul, so that's a Malacha, so you only violate a Malacha Bishkumbi Asay, by asking Achri to do it, it's a lower level. But if you hold like the Chachmei Atosfos, like the Chachmei Tzorfos, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that Shehiyah is just like Shehiyah is a Gzeira, Achzar is also a Gzeira. So then just like Shehiyah is violated, Shehiyah is always violated the Shevi Al-Tase, so the Chazanish Svar is a strong Svar. I can violate HaChazar, the Shevi Al-Tase also. If it's my pot with the fully cooked food, returns automatically on top of the fire because I put the electric stove on a Shabbos clock and the fire is going to go on. And I left the food there for Erev Shabbos. Not going to get spoiled. I left the food on Erev Shabbos. It's going to get cooked on Shabbos morning. That's my violation. That's my direct violation of HaChazorah. So there's room to be machma with that Chazanish. There's room to be machma. Then the Yosamech, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's another point of debate between the Bali HaTosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad about HaChazorah. The Tosfos comes up with a whole Chiddush that to take fully cooked food and put it on top of the fire on the Erev Shabbos without a blech, fully cooked food, to tup it right before a woman's going to take out food from the refrigerator that's fully cooked, kugel and chicken and flesh and everything, put it on top of the fire without a blech on Erev Shabbos, right so late in the afternoon, that's mamish samach v'knisus on Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat in Tosfos that that's also an iser hachazara, and it's only muta if you have a blech. Why is that hachzara? Hachzara is when you do it on Shabbos. So the Balei HaTosfos explained, if it's so late before Shabbos, that it's not going to get warm until Shabbos enters. It's not going to get Yatzar Leves until Shabbos enters. Or it's so late that if it would have been, let's say it is burning hot, it's so late that if it would have been room temperature, there's not enough, two versions in Tosfos. If you would have put it, if it would have been room temperature, it wouldn't have become Yatzar Leves before Shabbos but enter. That's also Nisim HaChazorah, and you have to have a blech. And you have to have a blech. So the Chachmei Svara disagree. How can you have HaChazorah on Erev Shabbos? HaChazorah is a Malocha. There's no Yisurim Malocha on Erev Shabbos. You can have Gzeiris on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Hatmona B'chol if it's a Dabba HaMoisim Hevel. Gzeiris Shem Yatman B'remetz V'Shem Yichat B'Gecholim. You're not allowed to do Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos enters, you're in violation of the Yisur Shehiyah. The whole activity that you did was on Erev Shabbos, but HaChazorah, according to the Chachmei Svara, HaChazorah is an Issa Bishul Midrabbanan. So then Yesh Bishul HaChad Bishul Midrabbanan. When they took the definition of Bishul by Mashkin, when you heat it to the point of the Yatzah lettuce, and they applied it to Eichlam. When you take the fully cooked food out of the refrigerator, you put it back on top of the fire, that's an Issa Bishul Midrabbanan. So you can't violate Bishul on Erev Shabbos, all the Malachas are Mutah, till you Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So this is one major machlekes between the Chachmei Svarad and the Baalei HaTosfos. What's the nature of the Isur HaChazara? And the Ramon Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Baalei HaTosfos, that it's mutar lismoich not only b'shehiya, it even goes on HaChazara. It's also mutar. Why? Because the Baalei HaChazara is also just the Gzer V'shem Yechate. So the Gzer was only made if it's Agabi Hoesh. So then the Shulchan Aruch has also, what's another example of reheating food on Shabbos and it's not Agabi Hoesh? Another example is if you have Kedera Agabi Kedera. You have one pot, let's say you have an urn of water, and there's an element on the bottom of the urn. So the urn and the water in the urn is Agabi Hoesh. Then I'm going to take out fully cooked food from the refrigerator and put it on top of the urn. Put it on top of the urn. So that's Kedera Agabi Kedera. So the bottom Kedera is considered the urn that has all the water in it is Agabi Hoesh. And the upper Kedera is not Agabi Hoesh. The bottom Kedera is Agabi. The upper Kedera is not. So that's two days in Shulchan Aruch. And the Achronim say the minig is Lahakal. Kedera Agabi Kedera is Mutar. Why? Because by definition it's not called Agabi Hoesh. It's not considered Agabi Hoesh. Yeah, the Sfardim also hold like that. If it's not Agabi Hoesh, you're permitted to do HaChazara on Shabbos. But they have, Chacham Avadia has a tshuva, and many Sfardim follow this opinion, that if you have a blech, the pot that you put on top of the blech, if the blech is on top of the fire, whatever pot you put on top of the blech is called Shalai Agabi Hoesh. It's only called Agabi Hoesh if the pot is directly on top of the fire. Ashkenazim hold that a blech is not enough. You have to have food in the bottom pot. If you just have a blech and you put the pot with the fully cooked food on top of the blech, that is called Agabi Hoesh. And the Sfardim hold, whenever there's a blech, it's already not called Agabi Hoesh. So you have to keep this in mind. All the dinim of Shehiyah and HaChazara, we'll have to continue with the topic next week with some more details. Yeah. One of the issues we have to discuss is when does one apply the rule of Envishal or Habishal? So many years ago, Rabbi Gorin, when he was much younger, before he became chief rabbi of the army, and before he became chief rabbi of Medina Sison and Rabbanud, he started publishing essays about the use of electricity on Shabbos. So he published the first of a series of essays, and there was such an outcry, they were so upset, the Rabbanim, so he never printed the rest of it, to the best of my knowledge. So in the first essay, he wanted to say that if you heat metal, you can be in violation of Bishul, but the din is a Bishul or a Bishul. So once you use this bulb, and you violated Bishul once on the metal wire, so you can't violate it a second time. There's no Bishul or HaBishul. There's no Gzer Hashem Yechate. Gzer Hashem Yechate is only by food, because if it's not an Esek of food, so there's no Gzer Hashem Yechate. That's what he wrote the first time. So this is the Eglital says that's ridiculous. The Eglital died 100 years ago. The Eglital is the Socher Shavu Rebbe, the Abdei Nezer. He writes that's ridiculous. When you heat metal till it glows, that's an iser of havara. If it glows, that's an iser havara. There's no din ein havara achar havara. Let's say I had a piece of wood that was burning, and then I pour water on it, I turn out the fire, then I put it back on top of the fire. So there's no such din ein havara achar havara. Once I did havara on a piece of wood, you can't violate havara again a second time. Why not? The only time it's a din of bishul by the metal is if you heated it till it melted. And then the Eglital thinks that the din would be eish bishul achad bishul. The din of ein bishul achad bishul only applies to oichlin, by food, because the definition of bishul, he made it roi lachil. But by water, if you have plain water, and you cook the water, you made it yatzal eders, then you put it in the refrigerator, and it goes down to be cold. Then you put it back on top of the stove. So the Eglital thinks, Alpi Pashtus, that on water everyone should agree that Yesh Bishul Achad Bishul. In Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes if you have soup, whether there's a din of Bishul Achad Bishul the Dovalach, so the Egletal thinks that that machlaikis is only on soup. On water for sure is Bishalach and Bishal, because there's no Zecher to the first Bishal. If you take soup and you put it in the refrigerator, you take it out, it doesn't revert back to become cold water and raw chicken and raw vegetables. It's soup. The soup will taste delicious if you drink it cold also. It tastes even better if it'll be hot. But it doesn't revert back to its original state. But by metal, if you heated it till it melted, and then you cool it down, then you heat it again till it melts the second time, so that would be Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. There's no Zecher left. There's no remnant left to the fact that there was an original Bishal. Only time you say Bishalach HaBishal is by food, because it's already Roy Lachila now. So the definition of Bishal is you took raw food that was not edible, you made it Roy Lachila. But if the food is already edible, and by soup that's a machlekes, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. When they say Yesh Bishalach HaBishal, V'dava Lach or not. What's the Shaila? Should I treat it like water? Part of the soup started off as water. So in water we say, Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. I say, no, it's soup, and the soup tastes delicious when it's cold also. It tastes even better when it's hot, when it's burning hot, but it tastes good when it's cold. So the Bishal Sheni, when I'm going to reheat it on Shabbat, that's called the Bishal Sheni. It already is Roy Lachila. So that's a machlokes, and we're machmer on that. That by soup is Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. So because that's a machlokes, and the Ramah makes a compromise in soup, and he says, Mikra din ein bishalach habishal b'soup, because it's already fully edible now. It should be dina ko'ichlim. It's not like cold water, that if you cook the cold water, you put it in the refrigerator, and then you take it out, you cook it again. There's no zecher to the fact that it once had a bishal. It's like mamish, bishal mechor is like metal. You once melted it, and now you heat it again, and you melt it again a second time, it's going to be Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. But on soup, Mikaradin, the Ramah Paskin, Zain Bishalach HaBishal. So he throws in a chumre, if it's Nitzan and Legamre, if it went down to room temperature, so then it's like a Bishal Nechorish. If it's Loi Nitzan and Legamre, it went down below Yad Soledes, the soup is no longer Yad Soledes, but it's still a little warm from the first Bishal. Then the Ramah has the Nikar Adin, you say, Ain't Bishalach HaBishal by soup. But if it went down to room temperature, then he's Machmer, you should, as a Chumre, they say, Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. So this is, we'll have to discuss next week. This is relevant for details in Hilchas HaChazar. When are you permitted to do HaChazar and when not? Okay, then HaChazar is Namut Rel Tocha. We'll have to add on some more next week. Okay, very good. I hope the technical aspects will be fixed by next week. Very good. Agud Tavach, everybody. We should all be healthy.
Ach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Yashkar.
Thank you, Yashkar.